Save big money on everything for your next project at Menards. Spring is here, making it the perfect time for outdoor projects. Suncast storage sheds are an excellent solution for protecting outdoor lawn and gardening tools. They're easy to assemble, and the all-weather construction provides water resistance and UV protection. Save big on Suncast storage sheds. View our selection of Suncast products today in-store and on Menards.com. Save big money
at Menards. Be really just in your par, liars.
In our par. In our par.
You guys are really just...
What the fuck?
Oh, that's what you get. That's karma. It is technically a stew apartment.
Is it?
Yes.
Is it?
Who's been on your podcast the most?
The most?
And how many more times do I have to do it? So I'm...
This is your third. Carly's probably done 5.
Ah, shit. Okay.
You're right behind her.
Oh, no, but, okay.
You're close.
Okay. Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, the face of canon, the poster child of Amazon shopping. You've seen her on billboards taking over Hollywood. Alicia Marie coming hot off the Vlogmas special.
Woo!
Yo, you're everywhere.
That was yes.
There I was going to a Kings game, and who do I see but your face?
Oh my God, do you see from the freeway?
Yes.
No, yes. I didn't even know you'd be able to see it from the freeway, and especially at night, it's like so lit up.
It's huge.
It's really cool.
And I was like, I wanted to tell everybody in the car, I'm like, but then it's just like, it was so quick.
And
like,
it was there, and it's gone, and I get it.
That's crazy. Did you know you were going to be on a billboard?
I did. So a few months ago, Amazon came to us, and we're like, hey, we really want you to be part of our holiday campaign. It's going to be in New York, da-da-da-da. And I've never been a part of a holiday campaign. And the main selling point was, you're also going to have a billboard in Los Angeles. And
that's
I was like,
all
done.
You heard.
That's all. Literally, I didn't even hear the rate. I didn't hear anything except for billboard. And I was like, oh my God, that's so exciting. And I know, I don't know. It's just, those are one of, I don't know. That was an I made you moment kind of thing. But yeah, so it's still up. I don't know. I think it's up till the end of the month.
It doesn't get bigger than Amazon. Like,
well,
them too.
I'm like, wait. So did you, let me call Abigail and see if I can say this because this is actually kind of tea.
Oh, wow. We love tea. We love piping
we
hot tea.
We love tea. Damn it. Okay. Well, I'll just say it and cut it, but I just hate you having to do that.
It's okay.
All right. So a little bit of drama with this campaign actually. So when I was presented the offer, it was for Amazon Style. Okay, which is, you know how they have a store in Glendale at the mall where it's like you walk in, you scan it with the QR code. Have you heard about it?
Yes.
Okay. So so the whole campaign was around Amazon Style, right? We go and do the shoot. It's in New York. It was like the easiest. Damn it. I thought she was calling me back. We go and do the shoot. It was the absolute easiest shoot I've ever done in my life. It was so fun. It was so relaxed. It honestly was so fun. They had like an elevator and I don't know. It was just true. Sorry.
Does being on caffeine like fuck you up?
I think I'm just tired. I think it's just the Vlogmas mid. It's the halfway Vlogmas hump, but we're good. So I'm so sorry if nothing comes out today. I took my meds and I had a Celsius. So I'm just like...
And your meds suppress you, right?
No, they help me. Help me.
Oh, I thought the caffeine boosts you and then the meds suppress you.
Oh, honestly, it wouldn't shock me if that's the case. Anyway, the shoot was amazing. We get back. That was back in August, okay? We here maybe 2 months later, we get an email out of nowhere and it's from the Amazon team and it's basically says, hello, we're so sorry to have to tell you this, but we're dissolving our Amazon Style whole vertical. And we're closing the stores in 4 days.
Oh, that's crazy.
The email says, we'll still pay you for like everything you did, but so sorry to tell you, it's not happening.
Oh, what a bummer. So like, the billboard was supposed to be off.
Yeah, yeah. So we weren't even sure what was going to happen or anything, which I honestly loved the shoot. I was like, wait, but it was so fun. Like, I hope something can come from it. And then luckily a few days later, they finally said, hey, we're actually going to switch it to Amazon Fashion, The Drop, which is their like, their clothing line basically on Amazon. And I was so grateful because I was like, oh my God, I still get my billboard.
You know, Jeff coming in clutch, Mr. Bezos, we got to hook up Alicia.
No.
We got to make it happen.
I know that he couldn't sleep. Like, I know it kept him up at night knowing that I wasn't going to get my billboard.
I'm surprised he didn't tweet about it.
I honestly.
Or X about it.
I don't know either. I still say Twitter.
Do you I say tweet.
Oh, yeah. See, I feel like it makes more sense.
Yeah. Wait, that's sick, though.
Yeah, so it wasn't going to happen, and then it luckily was able to happen. So I'm really excited.
You're also being sponsored by Canon right now?
Yeah, that one was a literal, like, dream come true. I seriously saved up all of my money when I just started YouTube. Like, just started YouTube for the Canon EOS 60D, okay? I saved all my money. I did extra chores around the house. I, like, saved up all of... I worked at this sandwich shop for, like, a few years. All of that money. I, like, saved up all of my money to buy that camera. And seriously, Canon's been so near and dear to my heart for the longest time. And they came to me a few months ago also and said, hey, we want to do a huge campaign with you.
These aren't little campaigns. You're, like, no, the poster child.
Like, I don't know what's happening. And all of this within a few months has been just crazy. And I was just in Miami with them. And they're amazing. Like, seriously, their team is awesome. They're so for creators, which is just amazing and kind of rare, which, I don't know, you get it.
Yeah.
But yeah.
It doesn't happen.
It doesn't happen. And they're really awesome. They're also really receptive to feedback, which also is very rare with brands. But yeah, just was in Miami, got back the other day.
I, too, love Canon so much. They are my favorite camera company. Just letting everyone know.
Hey, Canon. I think he likes Canon.
This holiday season, you might be looking for nutritious, flavorful meals to fuel you on the jam-packed days. Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal delivery service, can help you eat well for breakfast, lunch, and dinner with chef-prepared, dietitian-approved, ready-to-eat meals delivered straight to your door. This isn't the first time you've heard about Factor from me because I am a huge advocate of how awesome they are. Delicious, tasty, and always on time. Cross meal prepping off your holiday list this season with Factor. Skip the meal planning, grocery shopping, chopping, prepping, and cleaning up, and get Factor's fresh, never frozen meals delivered to your door. They're ready in just 2 minutes, so all you have to do is heat and enjoy. Looking for calorie conscious options over the holidays that don't skimp on the flavor? Try delicious, dietitian approved, calorie smart meals with the round or less than 550 calories per serving. And if you're trying to get those wellness goals up, try the protein plus meals with over 30 grams of protein or more per serving. So head to factormeals.com/LWParty50 and use code LWParty50 to get 50% off. That's code LWParty50 at factormeals.com/LWParty50 to get 50% off. Thank you, Factor, for sponsoring this episode. So you're like the relationship guru.
No.
There's a whole new trend of boy icks that I think are so funny. And I want to get your perspective on top boy icks to see if you think they're ick or nah.
Ick or nah. Wait. So you think you agree that they're icks?
I haven't gone through them yet.
Okay. Oh my God. Okay, perfect.
So we can go through them together. I picked out the ones that I thought were the funniest where I'm like, yeah, I can see how girls find that a little icky. When he tastes ice cream with the baby test spoons and can't figure out where to put them after.
That's funny.
Kind of Vic.
If it was a first, yeah.
Like a big man with like a tiny little spoon.
Like some buff.
Yeah, like you just got a little.
Or even just like asking for a million samples. Like that's kind of, if I was on a date, I'd be like.
Can I try the strawberry banana?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Brother.
Like 10, you know? Yeah.
Ick?
Yeah. Like a medium ick.
When guys put on water shoes to walk around the water park.
Ick!
The one where there's a slip around each toe.
No, yes. Oh my God. I remember in high school, some kids would wear those, like the toe shoes or whatever. Biggest ick ever. But water shoe. I haven't even been to a water park and I can't tell you how long.
Thinking about it now in like my adult phase. So ick?
Oh, ick. Even if I was on my honeymoon and we're doing like a water activity, like excursion thing, if my man put on water shoes, I'd be like, get them off. Unless you're in full scuba, like a full wetsuit, that's fine.
Swim with sharks and stingrays.
Yeah, but no.
Ick. Chasing a ping pong ball is just never okay.
I will say that medium ick, yes.
Like a giant man.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know why. But I just picture
it. It's awkward. When it's like they're really.
He's fumbling like it's on the grass. Now it's on concrete. Yeah, and he's bouncing and the just, left and right.
Yeah. Medium ick.
Men sitting on a toilet.
Ick.
What about sitting on a toilet to pee?
I'm just like, this might be a dumb ass question, but obviously.
It's an open forum here.
I'm a girl, you know.
Are
I don't.
You?
I don't. I am. Okay. I am. When you're sitting on the toilet. And you have a dick, like, how is that?
You have to push it down.
Oh.
There's a lot of guys out there that enjoy to sit because they're tired. It like, it eases them.
See, I get that because I'll just chill like being on TikTok. Like,
but that's
I get
because
that.
You have to be down
yes,
there already.
Yes, but I have to. So that's why it's an ick in general, but uh-huh. also it's just an ick because I can't see. I'm just like.
I never understood it.
Like walking in on a guy sitting, I would be like,
sorry.
I would be so mortified. Like secondhand embarrassment.
Yeah.
Major ick. Oh God.
Sitting on a bar stool and his feet are just dangling off the floor. like a super tall bar stool and he's just kicking.
Like no footrest for no it. Just this little dingle. Yes. Oh my God. Wait, I just thought of like those roller coasters with like the feet dangling.
Yeah,
like,
that's
what I'm picturing.
Men sitting in the bathtub.
Unless I'm in there and there's roses and soap and bubbles and champagne, it is an ick.
You just walk in and they're shower. They're in the bath.
Oh my God, like Chandler on Friends?
Yes!
Oh my God.
I thought that was the only one that my wife said, ick.
Yeah. Like, hey, babe, where are you? I'm in here. I would be like, oh, I mean, nothing wrong with it. I'd rather have a guy who's like very hygienic.
In tune with his body care.
Yeah. But if you're taking a bath more than me, it might be a little...
The final possible ick.
Oh my God.
After eating spaghetti, they have that little orange stain round around their mouth.
Oh, ick. Like, and it's just... I don't know if that's just, again, secondhand embarrassment. I would be like, ew. Like, it could be the hottest guy in the world. And something as small as that, I could just be like, ew. Like, don't look at me.
You said the hottest guy in the world. My brain went to Superman. Like, who's like a hot guy that got girls think?
Just like... And then it's like, do you say something?
You have to.
You have to, because you're like this little, like, you know. But
like,
that's
what?
So awkward.
Speaking of awkward, have you been on any dates lately?
I have not.
Oh, I thought you were.
No, I have not.
Why?
I'm too busy right now. I literally can barely get out of the house at this point. I don't know if you saw, I fell asleep on my floor for an hour, on the kitchen floor, for an hour. Vlogmas day 12. Going hard.
Because you're just going so hard right now.
I'm just like, I don't know what day it is. And I am actually really grateful I had to do this today. Got to do this today. Because it was the only reason it got me out of the house. I was like, wow, there's sun out there, Alicia. I feel like the guy in Benchwarmers? The guy who's like a hermit and just.
I've never seen it.
Really? Oh my God. Anyway, yeah. It was good to see some sun today.
So because you're doing Vlogmas now, which you've been doing for the past 10 years.
Vlogmas is seriously one of those things that seems so easy, and always around the halfway point you start going crazy.
Are you stacked up? Like, do you have any in the chamber for if I miss out on this day, I can drop this?
No.
That's crazy.
But to me, I don't know, maybe you're, because I feel like your vlogs are more like comedy and just like fast paced. I mean, I can sit and do my makeup or a Q&A and that, it counts. Like, it just needs to be a video.
Right.
Like, I don't really need bits for it. You know what I mean? It's less produced. I don't know.
But do you have a calendar?
I do have a, like, Rem and I went, earlier this month before it started, Rem and I sat down with our calendars and we're like, okay, why don't we do a ski trip here? Why don't we do, a truth or drink here, like that type of stuff. So it's nice having some plans. Also, now that I've been doing it for a while, I feel like I have it down. They kind of just feel like daily vlogs right now. Less Vlogmas.
And
less Christmassy.
Are you excited for the final one?
I mean, yeah, but I never really do. It's just, I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I guess so. I can't believe we're halfway over. I can't. Guys, this is me right now. This is why I'm not dating. Can
vlog
you imagine
brain.
Me on a date
you
right
have vlog
now?
Brain.
Vlogmas brain.
You should go on a date and film it.
Okay, I've had that thought, but then I'm like, okay, then obviously it's not going to work out because he's like, it's just, you know what I mean?
Maybe he's into it.
I know, but Rim had that situation where she used this guy she went on a date and she vlogged it because it was a friend of a friend. And then he suddenly like started going live all the time. That's actually where we got Content Baby Content from.
What's Content Baby Content?
So for Pretty Basic, it's like Content Baby Content. It's because this guy who she went on a date with started trying to do social media. And keep in mind, this was pre-COVID. This was like 2018-ish. So this was, not everyone was doing this. It's very different. Then now I think it's a little different. But he starts going live. He starts on his stories talking to like the people, which he had like 100 followers. It was just really funny. And she's like, wow, that's so weird. The second we met and I shouted you out on my platform, He's like talking to his fans. He's going live all the time. And someone was basically saying like, oh, like, are you going to be doing influencing more often? And he goes, oh, you know, content, baby, content, like something like that. And we screamed. We're like, are you kidding? This guy? Like, it was insane.
Yeah.
That's where we got content, baby, content from.
Is he still going live?
Yeah, I don't think so.
We should check up on him.
We really should.
We should do like a Tosh callback. Bring back the heroes from the past.
Like, he doesn't even know. He doesn't even know. I think that was our second episode ever on Pretty Basic, was the full story time of that.
Did you ever get blessed enough to meet him?
No. I don't think he was ever blessed enough to meet me, though.
Right. Facts.
Obviously. Facts. I'm kidding.
Can we talk about men's grooming?
Yeah.
What are we thinking? Facial hair?
Okay.
Body hair?
Okay. I can't
back
wait.
Back hair? Chest hair? From... the ladies in LA, what are they into these days?
Here's the thing. I don't care what you're into. I'm sure some people love like a very
hairy
guy.
Yeah, a gorilla.
That is not me. That is not me at
all. I can't picture you with a guy that's just like...
No, like I'm just... No. Okay, first, we're going to start with the brows.
In the hobby, it's not easy being a fan of ripping packs or repacks. We hype ourselves up thinking we could pull one of the best autographs in the game, but guess what? With zero transparency on available cards and hit rates, it's all just a shot in the dark. Until now. Introducing slab packs from ArenaClub.com. The only repack that provides real value, a complete view of all possible cards, and clear hit rates for each one. Now, when I buy slab packs on Arena Club, it finally feels like I know what I'm getting. What I love is the display of the available cards, the hit rates, and the grading. Arena is a marketplace for card collecting, buying, trading, selling, displaying, and with Arena Club slab packs, they're revolutionizing the repack game with transparency. After your pulls are revealed, they'll immediately be placed in your vault for safekeeping or trading and selling. You can have them officially graded by Arena Club. The Arena Club grading process is accurate, fast, and transparent, with a full grade rationale provided and explanation of how your card was scored. So whether you're buying, selling, trading, or displaying, Arena Club is the card collecting platform you have to check out. Right now, you can get 10% off your first purchase by going to arenaclub.com/lightweights. Wow, that's a crazy offer. 10% off a $400 slab pack. That's $40 right there. Anyways, go to arenaclub.com/lightweights for 10% off your first purchase. This episode is sponsored by Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning platform available on desktop or as an app, and that it truly immersifies you in the language that you want to learn. Maybe you have an upcoming international trip or you want to connect with a family or a friend. I know a lot of people who want to learn a new language just to pick up a new hobby. I can personally attest to this as I used Rosetta Stone when I went to Italy for my honeymoon. It helped me brush up on the Italian that I learned back in school, and I was able to get through the land and speak the native language. It made it so much more fun, plus my wife loved it. They're the trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered. Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, Polish. There's no English translation, so you really learn to speak, listen, and think in the language. Plus, there's lifetime membership and access to all 25 language courses Rosetta Stone offers for 50% off. A steal. Don't put off that language learning. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Lightweights podcast listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off, unlimited access to 25 language learning courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today. It's the Joe Guarantee.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Okay.
Oh, you want trimmed brows?
No. Well, this is a tip that I heard forever ago, and I saved it to my when I have a boyfriend drafts. I don't have that, but if I did, it would go there. And it was saying for guys, like, just pluck underneath, but not on top. And that's how you can still be, like, well-groomed without having, like, done eyebrows. You know
I've
what I mean?
I've never groomed my eyebrows.
But, I mean, I feel like you don't necessarily need it.
I went to this new barber recently. Not a barber. I guess he was a salon guy.
Uh-huh.
Out of nowhere, he takes a comb, puts it to my eyebrows, takes the buzzer, and starts buzzing.
But that's good.
He didn't warn
have
me.
Have you ever looked to the, that's funny. Have you ever looked to the side, though, in the mirror, and then you see, like, a really long eyebrow hair, and you're like, ew.
I avoid mirrors.
Okay.
That's sad.
No, but I'm glad he did that. But so eyebrows, if it's too much, just underneath in the unibrow. That's that.
Okay, mustache, beard,
mustache,
goatee,
beard,
sideburns.
I keep picturing like when you had like your tennis hair. Like I'm picturing all your different. You need a wall of
headband strap,
no,
tennis
like,
balls, strawberries.
No, literally, we could go on forever.
I should. And then the Backstreet Boys come in.
Or the bathroom. Or like one of some room, like have a wallpaper of all of your different.
My highlights.
Yeah. So good. Little scruff I like. A little scruff. Not anything too like long. It has to be kept. Neck kept. You know, like we want the line.
No neck beard. Okay.
Chest. We're waxing it. I'm sorry, whoever marries me, I will be waxing your chest.
Now, I know recently you're a fan of lasers.
Oh my God, I am.
Would you do laser or?
On my guy?
Yeah.
I mean, if it was that bad, he probably couldn't handle the pain though.
I've had lasers like, no joke, probably like 25 times.
Oh.
It worked on my back, but it didn't work on my chest.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Did you do it too much?
No, I think I did it right at the beginning of it, so it wasn't that strong.
Oh.
And then...
Wait,
was
it an at-home one?
No, I went to a place and paid for it.
Really?
Yeah, it was wild.
Well, they do say it's, like, very picky depending on the person and, like, everything like that. But I also heard if you do it too much, it can cause the hair to grow back.
Oh, that I didn't hear.
Yeah. Oh. So I was like, tea. But I love lasering, so...
Leg hair? Back hair?
Again, I just don't want it to feel like Velcro.
Have you ever been with a guy and it felt like Velcro?
One time I was with a guy who I found out shaved his legs.
Like routinely?
Yeah, he was like really smooth. I was like...
Was he a swimmer?
No. What? No. And I was like, oh, interesting. Again, we're not here to judge. We're not here to judge at all. But it did make me question things. It did make me be like, oh.
I'll say something. Once or twice... I've done it.
Okay.
Don't hate me.
No, I don't. No, totally fine. It just shocked me.
It was the first time. I don't do it. Like, it's not like a thing that I do. But the first time that I did shave my legs and went in the shower, I was like, girls fucking are living the life.
No, we're dolphins. It's smooth. Oh, my God.
And then you get into the sheets.
Oh, my God.
And it's just touching your skin. I've never experienced that before.
It's so different, right?
Yeah. So the first time I did it for a video, the second time. I wanted to revisit that feeling.
You're like, shit, I'm feeling down. I just want to go crazy.
Yeah, it's almost like my Britney moment.
Yeah. Oh, my God, yeah. Yes. What was your hairstyle at that moment? Just so I can have a mental image.
I think it was the chin strap all the way around. Because you have the buzzers in your hand. You feel so empowered. You're like, I could do anything.
Oh, wait. So you did that on your leg?
Yeah.
Oh, it wasn't like a...
No,
shaving
it wasn't.
Cream.
No,
okay,
it
okay.
Wasn't. But.
Oh, man, that's funny.
Back hair you're not into.
No, I mean, again, I'm not here to, like, I get it. Like, if I'm in love with someone, like, obviously unconditional, but if I can't do chest hair, I don't think I can do back hair.
I can't wait to see who you fall in love with.
Me too.
It's going to be, where is he?
It's going to be very hairy. Imagine it's like the complete opposite.
There's no divider from the back of his hair down to his back. It's
just. But I know a lot of girls who like love that kind of like guy.
Yeah.
Like the big burly guy. The guys with the axe on TikTok who are like, you know, I'm just like.
The flannel.
You know, I'm not.
They're making soup in the forest.
Yeah.
With mushrooms.
No.
Not your guy.
But you know what? Never say never.
Are you wrapped up in the Travis and Taylor?
Okay. Yes.
You are?
I am.
I'm getting into it.
I just want her happy, first of all. But I'm like, this is crazy. She's never once ever been open about a relationship.
And happy with it.
And happy with it. So instantly I'm like, was it a PR thing? But then I'm like, no, because she doesn't need PR right now. Like, she doesn't need any help. If anything, she's helping him. I don't care. I know the guys in Middle America are going to fight me on that.
He was a tight end. He was an MVP champion. For
like, no, literally, like, she does not need anything from him. I feel like he's benefiting from this so much more.
Yeah. I mean, he's flying to Brazil. He's getting, like, the star treatment. Something else I just found out, the NFL forces both the home team and the away team to stay in a hotel the night before a game.
Wait, what?
If you're an NFL player, you have to stay in the team hotel the night before because they don't want people drifting off and disappearing, whatever.
But he wasn't?
He's getting special treatment.
Because Taylor Swift.
Because Taylor Swift.
But, like, as she should.
I could be also 1,000% wrong. I don't know.
I mean, if you saw it on TikTok, I believe it.
Facts. My source is TikTok and Wikipedia.
Literally, I'm always like, oh, I read this article. Alicia, you did not read any article.
You saw a TikTok.
I saw a TikTok.
And it was like, they probably didn't even read the article themselves.
Oh, no, they probably saw a TikTok, and they probably saw a TikTok, so.
So.
It's fine.
Yeah. But isn't that crazy?
No, that, I love it for her. Even her being, I hope it's real. I hope it's real.
Do you think they're talking about them getting married? They both want to have kids soon.
Wait, they are?
Yeah, you haven't.
No.
Does that make you feel more involved now that there could be little Swifties running around?
Oh my God. Oh, I just want her happy. What's crazy to me is I'm kind of curious too. Is she just at the age where she's like, no, I'm ready for kids. And now I'm just looking for a partner to have those kids with, you know?
Like a boss bitch energy.
Yeah. Like before, obviously the fairy tale love story, fall in love, blah, 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 blah. But I wonder if now she's thinking, I do want kids, and now I just want to find someone who
normal,
is a good-ass person, who stable, would be a good dad, yes, has a good family. Like, I'm wondering if that's part of it.
I think so, too.
You know?
I definitely think that weighs into it.
I don't know. It's just, it's so different than anything she's ever done. Also, my friend used to live in a building where he was all the time. I forget if he lived there or if his ex lived there, but I'm just like, it's so crazy. Imagine being like, oh, my ex is dating Taylor Swift.
Yeah, what do you do with your life?
I mean, write a book? I'm just kidding. I'm kidding, Taylor. If anyone from your team is watching this, I would never do that to you. I might talk on a podcast, though. I'm kidding.
Would you ever write a book?
Yeah, I would. I actually have wanted to for years, but I just, it's on the list. I haven't gotten to that.
That'd be so sick.
Mm-hmm.
You'd easily go bestseller.
Which, again, but I feel like with PR, I don't know. I feel like everyone has a book, and then I don't want to have a ghostwriter, but also I know me and I'm not a good writer, so I would definitely need help. And then I don't know. It wouldn't be fiction. It would definitely be something with the self-love business category, you know?
Yeah.
Very girl boss-esque.
That's what it, I mean, that's your thing. You crush it.
You know? Thank you. I try.
Canon, Amazon.
Like, what is happening?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I just watched the Hunger Games movies.
Oh my God, me too. Oh wait, the new one?
Well, I watched all three like a week before the first one even came out. I didn't even know.
You've never seen them?
No.
Oh my God.
I know. Because movies come out and I'm like, I don't want to see it the first week because I'm going to be sitting next to somebody who's going to be on their phone. They're going to be talking. It's going to ruin the experience. I'll go the third or fourth week. And by the time that time comes around, I forget about it and then I don't go. So I end up not seeing all these movies.
Okay, but Hunger Games is up there. Not as up there with Harry Potter, but Harry Potter, Twilight, Hunger Games, those were moments in cinema.
That I didn't get to be part of. But now.
Any of them?
No, none of them. I've never seen Twilight.
Oh my God.
I heard it doesn't hold up though.
Okay, it doesn't because at the time it did. But now watching it, when I watch back, I'm like, this is so cringe, but in the best way.
But yeah. Hunger Games holds up.
Hunger Games is really fucking good.
I watched all four parts in like a week and a half.
Oh my God, the books are really good.
I don't know how to read. The new movie, so good.
I actually was pleasantly surprised. I literally saw it about a week ago. I feel like they could have made it two movies.
I think they're going to.
Because, or at least a part one, part two, which I get maybe they just weren't sure how it would hit. So, because it was really long. It was really long. They had like a lot to go through.
Like the movie could have ended after the battle.
Yes. Like
Spoiler alert.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
Okay,
it's fine.
Yeah. It could have ended after the battle.
Yeah. And apparently my friend who actually read that book was saying how they left out a lot, but it was more so just the depth of their relationship and the depth of the significance of everything. Because they had like way more conversations before going into the game. Like, it was very, I don't know, maybe just more lovey-dovey, but...
How do you think it ended?
I would say I was satisfied with it. I mean, in the end, President Snow sucks, so we all know he was going to have to...
Become the villain.
Become the villain.
But that's why I thought they're going to make another movie or something to really nail in the hammer.
I will say, if you're not paying attention, it... There were moments where I was like, wait, how did this happen so quick?
Me too.
Do you know what I mean? But again, I feel like if I read the book, I would have got it more. And again, I think it's like 2.5 hours, but Tom Blythe did amazing.
I reached out to him to have him on the podcast.
Oh my God, did he reply?
Nope. Maybe one day.
You never know.
Blown away at his performance.
No, truly, he needs to win something. And he also hasn't really been in much. I think he's on like a show maybe. Mm. But I feel like, yeah, he's very talented.
Did you know that some of the Hunger Games are banned in libraries across America?
The books?
Oh, yeah. It is the top ranked on the list of banned books published by the American Library Association, rising to 5th place on the list.
Really? Just because of how, like, I guess, like, obviously the idea of it is very gory.
Yeah, the books were banned due to insensitivity, offensive language, violence, anti-family, anti-ethic, occult, satanic, along with the 2014 edition of the inserted religious views.
It sounds like my church I grew up with would have started that petition.
I could see it. But I think it had more to do with the rebellion.
Yeah, right?
Going against the government.
Yeah. I fully believe that.
Yeah, because afterwards I was like...
But also like Divergence, rebel. The same thing. Rebel!
Let's take something down.
Star Wars, like the Resistance.
Yeah, but that felt more like millennium, like yeah. The future. This felt like I want to go outside like and make time. Some changes.
Yeah. I will say, kind of agree, because with the new movie, at one point I was like, this is not making mental health and guns look... It looks rough. Do you know what I mean? Like at the end when he was going crazy, I was like, ooh, I don't know if I would want like America saying this.
Right. It's intense.
It was very intense. Very intense.
Even the kills are like crazy.
And in this one, it was so much more than the other ones because I feel like, especially because you just saw the first ones, I feel like the first ones with Jennifer Lawrence, it didn't really show them actually dying or their bodies. It just, you heard the cannon and it was like, oh, they're dead. Like very, it was just like, cinema, like, oh no, I died, and then whatever.
Yeah,
this one, it just showed like bodies and stuff, so
intense.
It was a little intense.
Speaking of intensities, did you get robbed?
Oh my God, I did, and it's all my fault.
That sucks.
No, like, it's all my fault.
It came at the perfect time. Vlogmas.
No, it really did give me a good Vlogmas day one, I will say that. But like 3 weeks ago, We got a whole new security system put in. I'm talking fully redone because it's been about 7 years that we've been in the house. So when we first moved in, we got one and all the stuff now is pretty much outdated. So we found a new company. We got everything's rewired. Apparently there were like wires in the gutter or something of the house. So they rewired everything. Like it seriously took all week. Halfway through, one night Ollie was spending the night over. And I distinctly remember opening the door for him and like dancing, be like, yeah, because I was trying to cheer him up that night. I'm kidding. He came in and I hit the button to have the garage go down, but the buttons have been finicky. Like I remember, like I've been having to press them a lot lately.
That happens with mine too.
Well, I was distracted by Ollie.
Him and his good charm bringing in the Lana Del Reys of the world.
Yeah, literally though. And I clearly left the garage door open. And the next morning I wake up to Ashley, my sister, being like, Alicia, come here. I could tell in her voice instantly something's up.
She woke you up?
Yeah, I was kind of awake, but Ollie was still sleeping. So she just was, she came in and was whispering like, hey, like, I was like, something's up, something's bad. She shows me her phone and she says, some guy robbed us last night and you can see him going in and out of our garage, carrying out random shit, a skateboard.
Not the skateboard. You were using
my power
that.
Washer, which I was so excited for, like random garden tools. But the main thing that he took, the main thing, were all of the brand new security cameras that were yet to be installed and a lot of the company's equipment.
Did they get upset with you?
No. And I did have a lot of people be like, you need to look into the company. I bet it was someone that, an inside job type of situation. But honestly, I don't think that was the case because one, I left the garage open. Like, what's the chance the night that they came to break in, the garage was open? Doesn't make sense. Two, it was a referral of a referral from a like two friends I have used them and love them. The guy is so nice. So I truly don't believe it was an inside job. I know it sounds like that, but in the end, I left the garage door open. And some guy basically just came in and shopped.
Do you think that people drive around
looking
for opportunities like that?
Oh, 1,000%. Because lately, too, on our cameras, if our cars are parked out front, you can see people coming up usually on a bike or a scooter just seeing if things are unlocked.
Oh, they do your doors?
Yeah, they'll just try. So obviously we've been parking in the garage, but it's just weird. It's also that time of year, which kind of sucks. But
yeah,
I was just praying whoever got that skateboard or my used power washer has the best Christmas ever.
Hopefully. Merry Christmas, guys.
Merry Christmas. But we had to buy all new cameras.
And skateboards.
And the longboard that I've ridden once in my life. I was like, it's fine. That's fine.
Did at first you feel violated, but then you realized that you left the door open, so that kind of went away?
Yeah. Okay. I actually never really felt violated, because also the second I heard what happened, I knew for a fact he just grabbed shit in the garage, and we really have nothing. I mean, the Peloton is in the garage, but other than that, like,
he didn't even want that.
Like that's too heavy. I feel like I was like, there's nothing of actual value really here. Obviously we made a list and insurance is coming through with that.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. Oh my God. The only thing that I can think of that was really expensive was I had a DJI like camera stabilizer, which I never really used, but he took that.
No, I got my DJI camera stabilizer stolen too.
Really?
Out of my car.
Fuck.
Yeah, some guy broke into my car. I had two cars at the time. He broke into my car on the street, took the garage door opener from there, went into the garage, and then took it out of my car inside
Holy
the garage.
Holy shit.
Yeah, that I felt violated because that wasn't my fault.
Oh my God. Oh, see, I didn't really feel violated because I felt like it was just my fault. Like, yeah. I truly felt like it was my fault. And I knew for a fact he didn't try to break in.
Was your garage door shut? Like, you're to your house?
Yes.
Locked?
Fully locked. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I don't, yeah. That's always been my worst nightmare, is someone breaking in, and kind of happened, but it was my fault. So.
Were you able to go to sleep easy the next night?
Yeah, because I was like, you dumb bitch. I was like, make sure that it's closed. Bitch. Literally, I was like, like, what is, like, I've never done that. Imagine, truly, just take a moment. Imagine having to tell the security people the next day the reason why all their shit's stolen. Like, why it's gone. They're like, this girl clearly needs security. She left her garage door open. Like, that crushed my ego. I've never been that type of person. And the fact that I was just like, yeah, I left it open. Sorry. Like, that's so embarrassing.
Did you call the police?
Yeah, we went down to the station and did a police report.
Did they do anything?
No, they can't. Like,
yeah, what are they going to do?
Like, we have, luckily, two of our cameras were still on, but the rest were down because they were switching them out. So we have some footage. It happened to another neighbor, too, the same guy, and they have footage, too, of him.
Was his door open?
No, but they went through they opened the storage shed or something like that, and then they were driving a white Porsche. So.
Oh, the criminals?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I know.
Crazy.
But, like, what can you do?
Yeah.
You know.
What's on your Christmas list?
Good question. Oh my God, I don't even know.
Nothing? Your parents didn't tell them anything? Your sister? It's hard, because I feel like you can get...
Everyone says I'm really hard to shop for.
Same.
Because I just love shopping and I buy everything. And it's not my fault all the best deals are this time of year too. Let me think.
I'm trying to get into golf.
Oh!
So that was one gift that I didn't get myself yet.
Wait.
Maybe it comes.
Maybe. Shout out. Anyone?
Nike?
I don't know any golf.
Mother-in-law?
I don't know any golf brands. I'm like...
Tiger Woods?
Topgolf?
Topgolf?
Have you been?
Never.
Oh my God, it's so much fun.
It sounds it.
Wait, you should honestly do it, because it's so nice getting used to, like, it's not like mini golf, like putt-putt, you know?
Yeah.
You actually can practice your swing good.
And it's like a game too, right?
Yeah, it tells you how far... It goes, you get points. It's like cosmic bowling, but golf.
Oh.
It's actually really, really cool.
Okay.
And then you don't have to follow the ball.
Yeah.
You know, practice your swing. I would love a new coffee machine.
Are you a coffee girl?
Oh my God, am I? Yeah.
But you like going out though, no?
Like Alfred, like getting it?
Yeah, you don't make it yourself necessarily.
No, I'm a Keurig girl, which I know. It's just for convenience, but... Smeg has a version. It's just that's my problem. I never want people to buy me expensive things. Like, I'd rather buy that myself. So I'm like, I don't want them spending money on me. But that is something that's on my list, whether I buy it for myself or anything, you know.
What's your favorite coffee company around here?
Alfred, for sure. Really? Oh, I love, I would get it every day.
Over Dunkin'?
You're obviously from the East Coast.
Yeah, I am from the East Coast, and I'm proud.
I've never been a big Dunkin' person.
Get a nice donut. I feel like
it's too sugary for me.
Yeah, that's the best part. It's just like pure sugar.
I just love, because Alfred, you can still be kind of like healthy. You can get an inch of milk. You can get
Is that a request? An inch?
Yeah, an inch of milk, because it's less than a pour, but more than a splash. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I've tried to explain that to Starbucks, and they're so confused. They're like, oh, you want a latte? I'm like, no, I don't want a latte. I want an iced coffee with like three splashes, basically. You know what I mean?
Are there any coffee companies that you see people drinking and you're like, ugh, they're so smug?
Dunkin'. I'm kidding.
Like, if I see someone with Pete's, I'm like, ugh. Oh, arrogance.
Oh my God. I just don't like Pete's coffee.
Oh, really? No. They all taste the same.
I don't know. I get it from my mom. She's so picky with her coffee.
And her drums. Always yep. drumming.
Always drumming.
Always drumming.
I need a gift idea for her.
Ooh, for moms.
I know. I have everything pretty much for everyone except for my mom. And normally she's really easy to shop for.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, I don't know. I just want it to be something I'm excited to give her.
There's an experience I can tell you about.
Oh.
Hopefully, if any of my family members are watching this, turn off right now.
I know. Mama Marie, stop.
There's a really cool animal sanctuary in about 45 minutes away near Agua Dulce called Animal Tracks.
Oh.
And you go in, you pay whatever it is, it's a donation.
Uh-huh.
And you can play with pet feed. A kangaroo.
Oh, my God.
They have wolves. Porcupines, armadillos.
Wait, Remy would love that.
You should go.
I'm like, Remy would love that.
My mom, I don't know, but Remy.
I know. I don't think my mom would like that. Remy would fucking love that.
Oh, you should do that for a Vlogmas.
Mm. Oh my God, you're so right.
It's really cool.
She goes to the aquarium for fun.
I've
never met someone so pure like her.
Yeah.
Like, I'll track her at the aquarium.
By herself. Cal's not even there.
When we were in Alabama.
Yeah.
For Matt and Patricia's wedding, Rem and Cal ended up going to the aquarium in Atlanta because she has a friend there. And there's a photo that they took with a penguin. Like, it was the most pure thing ever. And I was just like, you guys are living a whole different multiverse than me. I forget the penguin's name.
Pete.
Probably. Honestly. Did you ever watch Pebble and the Penguin?
No.
Oh, my God.
Is that a cartoon?
Masterpiece. Cinematic masterpiece. Yeah. I grew up watching that.
I never heard of it.
Oh, my God. It's very niche. Very niche. It's so good.
Oh. Have you ever met a penguin?
Not like met.
Oh.
I mean, I think I went to the zoo when I was like 7.
I played with a penguin in like the aquarium down here.
Oh.
Pretty crazy.
Aquarium of the Pacific.
Yes.
Yeah.
Remy's wedding is coming up.
It is. It's almost a year out, honestly, which is crazy.
Are you a bridesmaid?
Okay, so actually, Remy and I have not had this conversation yet. We've, obviously, when we first started being friends, once we, you know, got closer, when she was first dating Cal, and we like to talk about weddings, and a lot of people like to dream about their wedding, you know? She casually would mention that I'd be a maid of honor, but...
Oh, that's number one.
Yeah.
Okay.
But now that it's actually here, I don't want to assume, you know what I mean? So... I mean, I feel like I can confidently say I'm in the bridal party. I don't know if I am the maid of honor, but we've talked about it so much. I don't want her to feel pressure. Because what if she doesn't? Like, you know what I mean? It's different when you're dating someone like, oh, my God, you'd be my maid of honor. Ha ha. But now that it's actually here, I'm like, oh, my God, I don't. I mean, I think.
Do you think you would throw her a bachelor party?
Oh, yeah, it'd be good.
What would it be?
She wants Vegas. And honestly...
I'm going to give her the thunder from down under.
Oh, my God. She hates strippers. Like, hates. Nothing against them. She just doesn't like lap dances. One time for her birthday. Oh, my God. She... I need to send you this... I'll find the vlog and send you this footage. One time for her birthday, she threw a huge, huge party. And a brand sent a stripper.
Shut up.
A brand sent a stripper, and they asked me if she'd like it. And I was like, oh, my God, yeah, I'd be so funny, right?
Did you think she would like
it? I thought she would love it.
So funny.
She hated it. And apparently she's like, everyone knows I hate strippers. I was like, no, I didn't know. And Some of her other friends also had booked another stripper to come that same night.
So two strippers,
though. I was like, clearly, this is not a well-known fact that you hate strippers. The brand sends me the photos of, like, which stripper I want, right? And I'm like, oh, my God, that one's kind of ugly. I was like, that guy's so hot.
This,
like,
is the coolest brand of all time, first
oh,
off.
Oh, yeah, they're great. They're
Who
great,
is it, Domino's?
Great. Benefit. Benefit.
Benefit, I yeah, love
Benefit.
You.
I'm
she
like,
benefited all right.
I was like, this guy is so hot, for sure him, right? But it was kind of slim pickings. We're in, like, the hotel room getting ready beforehand. This guy knocks on the door, like... Joe was so bad. He looked he was a catfish. Like, he looked nothing like the photo, first of all.
That's so funny.
Like, I think he got a body double. Like, when I'm telling you, that was a very different person. He was probably, like, a foot shorter. He had, like, a spray-on, like, hairline. Oh, my God, it was so sad. It was just nothing wrong with that.
Did you think it was hilarious?
No, no.
You're like, you're not James.
No, I was like, oh, my God. Then Rem's like, no, I don't want this, I don't want this, I don't want this. Like, freaking out. The guy's, like, trying to dance with her. She's like, no. She's in a robe, too, because we were getting ready. She's like, jumping from couch to couch, being like, no, and then she goes, sir, no means no, like, literally. And this poor guy, like, he kept trying to dance with anyone, no one wanted to dance with him. And then literally Remy's like, no means no. And then it got like, oh my God, she clearly doesn't want this, but what do we do? And we were just like, you can just go, like, oh my God. It was so, and it's all filmed, of course. I never felt like a worst friend ever, because I was just like, oh my God, I didn't know.
So she had no idea who sent this at the time and who was responsible for this picking?
Actually, I don't even know if to this day she knows I picked the person.
That's so funny.
I actually don't think so, but it was from the brand, but I did help because I thought it was going to be a really hot guy. But
did you help usher him out? Like, I'm taking responsibility?
Oh,
or were you
no.
like in the back?
I was like, that's so weird. That wasn't me.
Who would do this to Remy on her special
no,
day?
Literally. She was like almost in tears. It was actually really sad. And then we called the other friends. We were like, SOS, cancel second stripper. Second like, stripper. No. It went so bad. It was so awkward. It was so awkward.
So would you guys do Thunder from Down Under for Bachelorette?
I think if she went into it knowing what it is.
But she wouldn't be on stage.
I know. But then usually the brides are the ones who get up there, you
yeah.
know? But I think she would have fun if it was that setting.
Where would you want your Bachelorette party to be?
I don't know. I honestly think Vegas. Because I want it, like, I don't want it to be relaxing. Or Cabo. I could see me doing that too. But I don't want it to be, I've seen some girls go to like Greece and just do that. I'm like, that's the honeymoon vibe. I want to like sit in a resort for that. But Bachelorette, I definitely want to like go crazy and have fun.
Oh, party drinking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Lights.
Yeah.
Marshmallow.
Uh-huh. Penis straws. All,
penis
everything,
straws.
Everything.
I had a Airbnb in Arizona.
Oh my God, fun.
And when I sold it, we're like clean. We have to obviously take out all the furniture.
Oh my God.
So many penis straws, penis. The little confetti things. There was penis everything. There were so many bachelorette parties that were thrown there.
Oh my God.
It was unbelievable the amount of penis that I found.
Wait.
Under the couches, in the cushions.
I'm picturing you with like a little like brush.
My beautiful home that I spent hours decorating. Penis.
That's so funny.
It was unbelievable.
That's so funny.
Unbelievable. Bachelorette parties in Arizona.
Is there anything you regret from your bachelor party?
I didn't have one.
Oh.
Yeah, that's not really my vibe. Like I
get that.
I wouldn't want Vegas, but I would have taken like go to Big Bear.
Yeah, just like something.
Yeah, but like I'd want Caitlin to come so that it's like more of like a fun thing like that. I don't know.
Damn.
I'm not like a bachelor guy.
All your groomsmen watching this like
we didn't have
fun.
We didn't have that either.
Oh, you didn't have parties? Like
no,
a bridal party?
No.
Okay, so a few of my friends have done that, and I actually like that too. Especially if you're someone who knows there'll be drama, or if it's like crazy uneven, or like whatever the case is. Like, I don't know.
It just adds a lot of hecticness.
Also, it's expensive. Like asking people like, hey, sorry.
Do you mind buying
coming
this?
Coming to this show.
That. Da, da, da.
Like
here.
So one of my friends didn't have like a bridal party, but they still had their friends come to everything.
Yeah, so do we. Know?
Yeah, yeah.
And like they walked down the aisle with us, but they weren't standing up there next
yes.
to us.
Yes, 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 yes.
So
I like that.
That was more our vibe.
No, I really like that.
I think the difference with our wedding, because we did it at a house, so we kind of curated everything. we didn't do the traditional stuff. And I think, at least for us, that's what made it work, like, really fun.
Well, also, it's like, why? There's all these, I'm not going to say stupid traditions, but there's just a lot of traditions where I think a lot of people now are thinking, why?
Right. Like, it's just like an add-on.
We don't have to do that.
Oh, for an extra $1,000, we're doing that.
Yeah. Or also, by the time you get through all the traditional things you're supposed to do, like, you waste so much time. Even having each the last wedding I went to, the whole bridal party walked in at once, guys and girls, versus just individual intros. And I'm that takes fucking 10 minutes, you know? And they're strict. If you are 1 minute over, 20 grand. They're like, they're so strict.
Yeah. It's hard. It's hard. I don't know. I liked what we did. Shout out our wedding.
I'm like, Remy just got a planner, but if for some reason it doesn't happen. Did you have a planner?
We had a partial planner.
What does that mean?
She's not there the entire way. Like, some of the stuff we had to do calls and, like, schedule things. But she still gave us all the contacts of who we had to call and do. Nice. Yeah, which, and it's a fraction of the price.
Oh, I bet. I bet.
I'll talk to Remy and see.
Yeah.
Because even we got quoted for some wedding planners, they were like $80,000. Like, that's just the base fee just to, like, them to agree to
do it. Just for them
it.
To be next to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Bananas. Did you see that one wedding on social media? It was like a 4-day event. She spent like $500,000 or something.
Oh my God, no.
Oh, it was crazy. I wish I knew more about it. Hang on.
I just like, in the end, it's all a party. You know what I mean? It's just one big, I mean, I know it's obviously it's different. It's your wedding day, but you're paying for everyone else. You know what I mean?
So, and it goes by so quick.
So quick. So I feel like doing whatever you want to do, like if you want to have a first dance, do a first dance. If you want to not do the money dance, like you don't have to do that. Like you can pick and choose, you know?
Totally.
Just a party.
How would your life be different if you had a younger brother instead of a younger sister?
Older sister.
Older.
I'm the baby.
You're the baby.
I'm the baby.
Oh, I thought it was the other way around.
Nope, I'm the baby.
How would it be if you had an older brother?
I do have an older brother.
What the fuck?
But I've never lived with him. He's 10 years older. He's my half brother. He lives in Alaska, which is really sick.
I knew that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we talked about the Northern Lights.
Oh my God, just kidding. But like the dynamic of growing up with a brother, I've never experienced. So I think I'd be a little more tough because I'm definitely a little sensitive girl.
You know? Are you?
A little bit. Yeah. Like if you yell at me, I'm probably gonna cry.
Would you?
Yeah.
When you hear noises in the middle of the night, do you panic?
No, growing up, that was like my worst fear ever.
Someone being in?
Yeah.
Did you get scared of monsters under your bed?
Oh, everything.
In the closet?
Everything. I thought a witch was going to come out and like do some voodoo shit. I thought I'd wake up and see shit.
If you had to pee in the middle of the night, would you try and hold it?
No, so I wouldn't. I wouldn't. I would sleep with my comforter over my head and just have a little air pocket so I could breathe. I was I was terrified of the dark.
Ghosts?
Ghosts, only after I played Sims and I killed all my characters and then the ghost came and then I had nightmares from Sims. I know someone else did too. That shit was scary.
There's somebody out there.
I know, somebody out there.
Somebody else is out
there.
Isn't
that kind of horrible? Did you ever kill your Sims?
I never really did Sims.
I would like, this is horrible. I would like lock them in a room and you remove the door so they can't leave. And then they would just starve to death. And then they would turn into a ghost. Like a little headstone would appear. And then at night, their ghosts would like haunt the other Sims. So it was fun, but it wasn't. And then I would have nightmares.
Would you do this behind closed doors? Or would you be like, Mommy, check what I could do?
Oh, I'd never show my parents. My mom would probably think it was like satanic and be like, don't do that. But Ash and I would sit there with our friends and we'd be like killing them. So bad.
I remember one time me and my friend were doing prank phone calls.
Oh my God.
One of the people called us back and they were yelling at us. I gotta leave. I can't be at your house anymore.
Oh my God.
Really scary.
That's insane.
What else? Did you have like a... We used to play like this like baseball game, backyard baseball. What else did you and your sister do on the computer? Would you guys...
Oh, Roller Coaster Tycoon for sure. That and Sims were like our two diehards.
Oregon Trail.
Okay, we played that at school. They like had that. Or Carmen Sandiego. The like,
yes.
Spy Girl. Oh, I loved that. Me and my spy phase loved Carmen Sandiego. what else did we play? Oh, did you ever play like, Jump Start for like your whatever school year you were in. It's like jump start first grade. Yeah.
No.
Oh my God. It was like to help you learn. It was one of those like expansion pack things. So depending if you're going to third grade, second grade, whatever, they had like each different ones, but it would like help you with math or like it was just something to do over summer kind of thing, but like loved it.
I always had those like the flashcards and like it was like this long thing and you'd like slide the card and there'd be another card afterwards.
It was like a PC game and like you had characters and oh my God. Did you ever play the Captain Crunch computer game?
No.
Oh my God, you're missing out. The PC game.
It came with the cereal?
Yes. Oh my God, that was one of my favorite games ever.
You're about to unlock something in my brain.
No,
it sounds so familiar.
Oh my God. It was one of the best things of life. I loved it. Hold on.
Why don't cereals do that anymore? Why don't right? they put more stuff in the cereal boxes?
No, we used to get some. I remember I had a Happy Meal. Core memory. I remember going to McDonald's in the drive-thru, getting a Happy Meal, and getting an orange CD that was half NSYNC and half Britney Spears.
That's cool.
Where is it now? Like, we don't get that shit now, you know?
No.
Like, that's the most epic or Hit Clips. Like, you used to get good shit.
Beanie Babies?
Beanie Babies!
If you got the green one.
And you thought you'd be a millionaire?
Yeah. And you saved it? No. And it's just sitting in your mom's house now.
They're still at my mom's house.
Not worth anything.
Nope, because I played with them and I actually took them out of the packaging. Hold on, Captain.
Did you ever used to rip off your Barbie's heads and switch them around?
No. Did you do that? Do you have a sister?
Yeah.
Did you do that to your sister?
No, I used to take my sister's stuff and sell it on eBay.
Did
you do that too? Because I know someone else who did that.
I did that to Ashley. I was like obsessed with yard sales.
Little entrepreneurs.
Yes! No, dead ass. I remember selling like all her old like Polly Pockets because I was like, oh, she doesn't play with this. And I was an entrepreneur and I was obsessed with, I would beg my parents to have a garage sale or like a yard sale. I was like, I just want to make money. Like at the ripe age of 10.
And you just took the stuff out of her room?
If it was in the garage, no, not her room. If it was like in the garage and I was like, oh, she never plays with this, I would put it. And then she was pissed at me. That's was so upset.
Yeah, I used to take my sister's stuff. Like it was in her room, but I didn't think she played with it anymore.
Got it. See, I didn't do that. Mine was at least in the garage. And it was something I'm like, oh, she never plays with these anymore. But I also didn't care to ask her. So.
And she got pissed.
I was like, I could make 10 cents. You know what I mean?
Actually, this could change my life.
This could really like pay my college tuition.
She's like, I still use it, Alicia.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Entrepreneurs. That's... Gary Vee would be so proud of us.
Who?
Gary Vee.
He really would.
He would be like, wow. Yes.
You got to take the stuff and flip it.
You got to flip it.
What else did I just
Sorry, do? I really wanted to show you the Captain Crunch game. PC game. Oh, Descent?
No. Goosebumps?
No. Oh my God. Oh my God. You were these little like gremlin things. And then, is there more photos? Anyways, you just had things to do. It was so good.
Oh, wow.
I don't know.
I feel like playing those games back on the computer, like back in the day, was so special.
No, like running home from school and hopping on the computer, waiting for the dial up to burn, all that stuff. Just to see your sons.
Would you go into chat rooms?
No. I will say that's one thing I never did, which I think my mom would have actually murdered me if I did.
If you were in there just talking to random people?
Yeah. Oh my God. She would have like, I would have been grounded.
I used to.
How old were you?
I must have been 10. I never really talked to anybody like that.
I remember in middle school, my friend and I think that's when Omegle or something first started. Like, or Tiny Chat or something like that.
Chat Roulette?
Maybe chat. I forget. But I remember like going on it once, but being like, oh, we're not supposed to do this. So then I was like, phew. Then my mom was like, how was your day? What'd you guys do? I was like, nothing.
Were you like a goody little two shoes?
Oh, 1,000%. 1,000%. But I will say like, yes and no. I think I just quickly learned like, oh, I just won't tell my mom that because she'll freak out. You know what I mean?
Right.
But I kind of like learned how to talk my way out of shit a lot.
With her?
Yeah.
Did you ever get in trouble at school?
Not really. I was always a decent kid.
Never detention?
Detention. The only reason I had multiple detentions. The only reason why was because they were for like late, being late or tardies.
That makes sense.
Oh, I'm always late. Like nothing's changed.
With Remy being engaged, mm-hmm. planning her wedding.
Yeah.
Does that put any pressure on you?
No, but maybe by the time when the wedding comes around, maybe. I feel like also, other than Remy, in my life right now, no one else is engaged, like close.
She's the first one.
She's the first one. I feel like I could see my sister getting engaged next year, so I feel like that will be weird. I just feel like a lot of my close friends aren't engaged, but I feel like it's going to be like next year. Ask me in a year, exact day a year from now, I'll probably say yeah. But as of now, no.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What else do you have coming up?
Vlogmas day 13.
And then day 14.
And then 14. 15. What else do I have coming up?
Wait, take Remy to the animal tracks thing.
I actually really think she would love that.
That'd be such a cool little surprise.
We might do Mammoth next week, so that's fun.
Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm. Love that. What else? There was a lot of stuff I couldn't talk about. What it was like, the Canon, the Amazon. How about you?
I have a lot of cool people coming up.
Hell yeah.
Two WWE superstars.
Fuck yeah. And are you all subscribed?
Are you subscribed?
Or?
And this one I'm really proud of. The former CEO of 7-Eleven and Blockbuster. He's coming on my podcast. So if you haven't subscribed yet, hit the subscribe button.
I want to be like your assistant that day because I just want to know, like, oh my God.
Like, what went down?
Also, what's he doing now?
Exactly. He has a book coming out.
Is it called Blockbuster?
Change the name.
Dude,
if it's not,
the nostalgia.
Isn't that, he's a crazy good guest.
No, that's so good. How'd you even get that?
I got a TikTok of him, and there's this guy giving business advice in front of a private jet. And he was just saying, the three things I learned that while I was CEO of Blockbuster is change is inevitable. You got to move with the times. You got to figure it out.
Oh my God, I can't wait to listen.
And right off that, I was like, this guy would be amazing to talk to. So then I DM'd him and I started emailing his team. Now he's coming over next week.
Holy shit. Because think of like Netflix took over. Like it was just the CDs that you would get in the mail. You would have never dreamt that the Netflix CDs that you would get to your house would become what it is now. And that Blockbuster like wouldn't be a thing. I heard is it a bar? There's like a Blockbuster.
In Oregon.
Is it a bar?
Oh, there's one here in West Hollywood. Okay. It's just a pop-up.
Oh.
No affiliation.
Oh.
But.
Gee.
There's one final Blockbuster in Oregon, in Bend, Oregon.
Wait, you should go.
Maybe I'll go with him on our private jet.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Wait.
But I think he was the CEO when Blockbuster was offered to buy Netflix for $50 million.
Wait, I didn't know that.
Yeah, there was a time where Blockbuster was offered $50 million to buy out Netflix. They said no.
Biggest regret ever.
In hindsight, but at the time, it didn't make sense to because...
Also, that is a lot of money.
It was a lot of money, but the infrastructure for Netflix didn't make any sense for what the model was Blockbuster was doing. And Blockbuster already had an online DVD rental. Plus, they had the chance where if you rented a DVD, you can go return it in the store. You didn't have to only mail it back. So Blockbuster already had the Netflix model. They just didn't have the online streaming.
Wow. No, I can't wait to listen to that. Did you ever buy video games? I'm assuming you played video games.
Of course.
Okay. I remember going to Blockbuster. You know how they had the used video games you could buy?
Yes.
I bought my Zelda there. I bought my Tony Hawk there. I bought like all of my N64 games.
And at the time when Blockbuster was closing, everything was like $2.
Oh my God. No, the serotonin rush, the dopamine hit of going and picking it. When my mom would be like, okay, you can each pick one movie. And I'd be like, I take it so seriously. I'm like, okay, what one movie am I going to pick?
Ashley's like, Alicia, shut up.
No, literally.
I'm focused.
I'm like, I'm focused. So good.
What would you pick?
Cinderella story, like she's the man, like that type of stuff.
Did you have 2 days to return it or 7?
I think it was usually 7. But I guess, the newer ones would be 2 days. Because if they're like hot. And you just put them in the little boop.
Would you watch them that night?
Oh, usually, yeah. I hate sounding like this person because I hated this person growing up. But, like, the kids now just don't get it. And I hate that because people said the same thing to me. And I was like, ew, you're old, whatever. But I'm just so grateful that, like, I grew up then. But I know people say the same thing about not having, like, in the 90s, they would say the same thing about the early 2000s. You know what I mean? I don't know. And totally. I just feel like I'm old and I'm that person who's like, they just don't get it, but they really don't get it.
You want to hear a fun fact about movie theaters?
Yeah.
Back in the day, they didn't have start times. So the movie was just on loop
for
the entire hour and a half. And whenever you got there, you got there. And if you got there in the middle of the movie, you just started from there. And then you watched it till the end. And then it would loop. And then you would stay and catch the beginning. But there were no start times up until, I believe, 1960-something when Alfred Hitchcock came out with his movies and said, people have to watch it from the beginning to the middle to the end.
But, wow. Okay, I have multiple thoughts.
Bananas.
One, what our Blockbuster CEO said, like, change is inevitable, but imagine being, who was it?
Alfred Hitchcock.
Imagine being Alfred Hitchcock and being told, like, no, that's not how you do it. And he's like, no, it needs to be from start to finish. Imagine reading a book halfway through and then finishing it. Like, and now that's just the norm now.
Yeah, of course you have, like, to watch a movie from the beginning.
Like, duh. But back then, I'm sure people were like, no, that's not how it works.
I get to the movie theater when I get to the movie theater.
Yeah, like, we can't stop the whole thing just for your movie.
I'm not going to get there at 2:30.
Like, no one's going to come at a specific time. Like, that's crazy. Two, I had no idea. I had no idea.
Well, Alicia, thanks for coming by.
Oh, my God, of course. Literally anytime. I'm here.
Not going anywhere.
Not really going anywhere.
Go check out Pretty Basic. It's going to be linked down below. Go check out Alicia's page. It's going to be linked down below. Vlogmas.
Vlogmas.
2 more weeks left.
Hopefully no more naps on the kitchen floor.
Lowie.
Bye.
Out. Cool. Thank you.
Of course.
Save big on brunch for mom. All in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.